Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Mariachi music conjures up images of Mexico, but one mariachi band is building a buzz in an unlikely place, thousands of miles away, and it's helping to create a new image for what's sometimes called the last frontier. Brooke Binkowski reports from Anchorage, Alaska.
It's a warm night, and a group of young people are sitting in a circle in a small room, tuning up their instruments. The band practices in an industrial part of town, in a space that doubles as a photography studio. It's 10 at night, but the sun's still shining through the window because it's summertime in Alaska. This is Mariachi Agave Azul, Alaska's only dedicated mariachi band. 16-year-old Javier Acuña is one of its singers. His family's from Mexico, but he was born here in Alaska.
It's a lot of like the Latino population here in Alaska, and a lot of them, when they first see us, they're like, are we really seeing this? Is this really happening? Like, a little piece of home.
The music's a way the band is making Alaska home, too. Even the name combines the two places. Agave Azul means blue agave. Blue for Alaska's ice and ocean, agave for Mexico's famous plant, the source of tequila.
The rest of the people are so interested, just like that the fact that they actually have mariachis here, but with actual Latino families, they're so happy to see us because it's a piece of their culture back here in Anchorage.
Alaska is one of the most diverse states in the nation. More than 90 languages are spoken in Anchorage alone. That diversity spiked during the recession. People came from everywhere, drawn mainly by oil and fishing jobs in the state's military bases. Then they stayed. Sociologist Chad Farrell has been studying the state's demographics at the University of Alaska for years.
Here in Anchorage, the diversity has actually been accelerating faster than the United States, primarily driven by the growth in the Latino population, Asian Pacific Islander population, and then the biracial, multiracial, people who identify as a multi-ethnic identity.
As of 2010, Latinos are the fastest growing minority group in the state. For those who are immigrants, it can be faster to adjust legal status here than in most other states because there are fewer people. And because Alaska is so far from Mexico, border issues aren't as present as they would be elsewhere. According to the census, Alaska's Mexican-American population has almost doubled in the past 10 years, to 6%. That means the demand for Mariachi Agave Azul is growing. They've got regular gigs and fans all over Alaska. Its 13 members are young, all under 25, and only about half of them are of Mexican descent. The rest reflect Alaska's varied ethnicities. Take trumpeter Mark Williams.
My personal heritage is African-American. And as far as like while I play with the band or while I play out in the community, I haven't gotten like any negative feedback about it.
William says the band's love for the music speaks for itself. It kind of reflects Alaska's own tolerance for people from different communities.
Race doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, age doesn't matter. It's just like when you're playing it, it plays right. And you know, there's a whole community of people out there who recognize these songs from like their own childhood, and they hear that and they're like, this is awesome. This is a mariachi group.
The music helps convey their cultural identity to other people. Singer Bea Acuña is the youngest member of the band. She's just 12.
Mariachi music, it's really upbeat, and I really love it so much. Even though when I was little, ever since my dad was playing it, I was like, oh, turn it down. I'm really getting sick of it.
After a while, she grew to embrace the tradition herself, and now she's happy to share it.
I get it now. That sometimes if you have something held up but you can't say it, sing it.
The band's working on its next generation as well. Two of its musicians are having a baby together. He's Mexican-American and she's Scandinavian-American. They say their child will be all Alaskan. For Latino USA, I'm Brooke Binkowski in Anchorage, Alaska.